This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com.
Tomorrow afternoon, the Carolina Hurricanes will host the New York Islanders Game 1 Eastern Conference Quarterfinal Series. If it feels like we just did this a year ago, we did. Hurricanes beat the Islanders in six games last year. Will it be different this time around? To start talking about that and the rest of the East, and who knows where else we go, the Hall of Fame voice of the Hartford Whalers and Carolina Hurricanes for 39 years, the one and only Chuck Caton joins us. Sir, it is an honor. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I don't know if I deserve it.
You deserve more.
You got the facts right, though. 39 years.
39 years. Great. Gosh, I don't think I've done anything for 39 years. I breathed. That's good. When you look at this series, do you look at two teams that are the same as they were a year ago, or are there serious differences from from 365 days roughly?
Well, I think there are only two differences. One is an injury difference, because I don't think the Islanders had their full complement of talented defensemen, and I mean Adam Pellick,
right?
Part of that at this time last year, from what I recall. And I don't think the Islanders were playing as well coming in to the playoffs this year as they did last year. I mean, they haven't lost a game in regulation over the last nine.
Right.
But then again, take nothing away from the Hurricanes, because they've been fantastic, too, other than the blip against Columbus, and that was because lots of guys were arrested by Rod Brind'Amour, as you know. So, two hot teams going in, and I think... those are the only differences for me, and I would have to think that the Islanders probably have an incentive, as all underdogs do, of trying to turn around not only the series last year, but the fact that they were swept in 2019 by said Hurricanes. So, I also think there's a lot of pressure on the... And I think Rod Brind'Amour would admit this, too. There's a lot of pressure on the favored team.
Yeah.
Especially when you're not even just favored to win this series, but you're favored to win the Stanley Cup overall by the odds makers.
Yep.
So that's going to be interesting to see, Adam, how everybody handles that. And I'm going to be interested to see. I heard you talking about Freddie Anderson, whom I would expect will be the starting goaltender in the series for the Hurricanes, and how he is going to play. Because I don't think you can, and I also have a question about Semyon Varlamov, who I think Patrick Waugh is going to play, because he's been the better of the two over Sorokin lately.
Yep.
So it's going to boil down to goaltending and special teams again.
Yeah, well, special teams, I can't recall. I mean, I don't remember. I could go back and look at it, but I can't recall the Hurricanes going into the playoffs this good in both areas of special teams. Second-ranked power play in the NHL, and since December 12th, it's over 30% effective. That's a long sample size. The last 55 games, it's about 31%. And the penalty kill in the last 55 games, again, since that game in Ottawa, where Pyotr Kochetkov started to establish himself as the goaltender of the future and maybe even the present, the penalty kill is at 90%. I mean, those numbers are just staggering to me. The Islanders' special teams have not been good. It's amazing that they have won as many games as they have. Their penalty kill is last in the league, and the power play, even over this hot stretch, the last 13 games, the power play is only clicking at about 14%. I'm not sure it matters, but those are indications.
Well, you're right. Does it matter is the question, and I say that yes, it does to a great extent, because everybody can say you have a clean slate when the playoffs start and you can forget about the regular season statistics, and that's true to a certain extent, but when you've got the confidence and the manpower that Rod Brind'Amour has at his disposal, especially on the power play, and especially their style of penalty killing, which is very aggressive, I don't see that vacillating away at any time soon. There may be an aberration in one particular game, and that's possible in a seven-game series when you meet the same team. But I would be worried if I was Patrick Waugh about this, especially from the penalty-killing standpoint. It is something that you can somewhat control, staying out of the box. You can say that till you're blue in the face as a coach, but I think it's easier said than done when you come under forechecking pressure and zone time and all these little analytical things that everybody seems to chart today in the offensive and defensive zone. That mean a lot. I mean, I do the eye test. I'm an old schooler.
Right.
The analytics can be whatever they are. But when you see the puck in somebody's end, for the majority of the game, you know they're playing well. And you're under duress on the other side of it. So it's pretty simple to me. I mean, this isn't rocket science by any stretch of the imagination. But you're right. I mean, again, it's goaltending and special teams. And, special teams is going to be a very big key. But I don't think you can turn it on and off. I mean, maybe the Islander power play can get better if they move the puck quicker and do the things they need to do with their personnel. And they've got some good people. You know, Anders Lee, Brock Nelson, Kyle Palmieri, go down the list.
Yeah.
But we also have John McClain's son killing penalties, and he's been a good story, too. The former Hurricane assistant is, of course, one of Patrick Waugh's assistant, and I'd like to see little Kyle in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I'm happy for that kid who grew up here for the several years that John was here.
Chuck Caton is joining us, Hall of Fame voice, 39 years of the Hartford Whalers and the Carolina Hurricanes. The Adam Golden studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuiter, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Financial advice industry can be overwhelming for a lot of people. Is there a way to be sure you're getting the best service when you don't know?
Yeah, Adam, it's not just if you gave the money to a planning team and they did good the first year. I mean, anyone could do good for 1 year, but it's a track record and it's a long-term accounts that are very important. We call that a financial fill-up strategy, Adam, and that gives you lifetime income you can never outlive. We'll put together for you, the listener, your very own total retirement plan if you call right now.
Call and claim your comprehensive review with Coach Pete and the team, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
The Canes adding Jake Guentzel at the deadline and Yevgeny Kuznetsov. What are your thoughts on any comparisons to an addition of a Doug Weight or a Mark Recchi when they add those two pieces? And Weight was added much earlier, obviously, back in January. The Recchi addition was really the reaction to the Eric Cole injury. But when the Hurricanes added Jake Guentzel, what did that say to you?
Well, it said to me that they're extremely serious because it seems out of character from the last several years that I've been away of what the Hurricanes were going to do at the trading deadline to bolster their Stanley Cup chances, and they never really dipped their foot in the water for potential rental players or guys that would potentially spend a short time. But I thought they made a brilliant trade in that deal with Pittsburgh. And I think that the bottom line on, Guentzel is a playoff performer. I mean, there's no doubt about it. He's got that track record, and he's won the Cup. So an excellent move. It was certainly something out of the ordinary, but I think it shows the fans here that the Hurricanes are very serious about making that full run this year, even though it's going to be difficult, as it is for all 16 teams in the playoffs every year. But that's a little different. I mean, the question you asked me was about how did that compare with Weight and Recchi. A little different here because that team, if you'll recall, could score goals. And they were very responsible defensively.
Mm-hmm.
Peter LaViolette had basically the same style that Rob Brind'Amour does.
Yeah.
Except they were scoring goals then, and they were having a little more trouble this year scoring, even though they would dominate with 40 shots a game umpteen times this season. It didn't translate. Well, now they've got some legitimate goal scorers there, especially Guentzel. I mean, I don't know how Kuznetsov's been playing lately, but, I mean, he's been, his claim to fame, obviously, was the big 2018 playoffs with the Capitals, where he was prominent in that series. So that's, I think, what the Hurricanes are hoping from him again. So I think this is more bolstering an offense here and really loading up on a power play that I think can be devastating if the Islanders and any other team they face in the playoffs take too many penalties.
Yeah, the even when the Hurricanes' power play hasn't looked good, it's generated goals. Again, over 30% over the last 55 games. Last couple of minutes with Chuck Caton. Let's just who do you think the biggest threat is to Carolina? I mean, obviously, the Islanders are the first big threat. But who else do you like out of the East?
Well, it's, I mean, that's kind of obvious for me, and I think it would be. Although, you know, there are some wild card teams in there, like will the Toronto Maple Leafs ever play well defensively? Because they've got a team that. But I also thought it was interesting that Austin Matthews never scored a goal against the Hurricanes, right, this season?
Yeah, I don't think he did score against Carolina this year.
I don't know.
Maybe.
But my answer to that question is obviously the New York Rangers under good friend Peter Laviolette,
mm-hmm.
and the Florida Panthers under good friend Paul Maurice.
We're everywhere,
so,
Chuck.
I mean, so this is, it's amazing. They're calling Laviolette's playoff the reunion tour, because if they beat the Washington Capitals and the Hurricanes beat the New York Islanders, it's going to be Laviolette against two of his former teams.
Well, he coached everywhere in the division.
That's true. So, but the answer to your question to me is I see the winner of the Florida-Tampa series being a big threat in the Eastern Conference, besides the obvious two that I just mentioned, the Rangers and the Panthers.
Yeah, I think if Carolina advances twice, I think they're going to see the Tampa Bay Lightning. That's just my hunch. I think that even though they're a little top-heavy, they're not the same, I mean, top-to-bottom dominant team that they've been in the past. I just think that the way they have played the last 2 months is a very big indicator that they are ready to kind of storm back after last year. Out west, Vegas could have been the third seed in the Pacific, except that they lost to Anaheim. So now they're the wild card two, and they draw Dallas in the first round. That is a wild first round series. Who's the best in the West in your estimation?
Well, I would have to say the Dallas Stars right now are the odds on favorite to come out of there. But you know what I also thought was interesting was last night, even though the LA Kings had so much trouble, at least on the scoreboard, and the way they had to beat the Blackhawks last night in overtime with a late goal and then the overtime goal by Kempe, they now have a date with the Edmonton Oilers again, with the Oilers having home ice. And people, skeptics would say, why did they want to win that game and do that? You know? Right?
True.
Because this is the third straight year they've played the Oilers in the first round. They've lost the previous two. So, you know, I mean, saner heads prevail is the question. But I got a better one for you, Adam.
Sure.
I've heard so many people talk on your show and other hockey talk shows about the playoff format. And I liked the 1-8, you know, ranking, and then, you know, going with not the bracketing that we see today.
Right, reseeding.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Right, but do you realize, and maybe some of your listeners do, that of the 8 meetings, 6 of them would not have changed had we gone to that other format, right? I mean, you've probably gone over this. The only aberration from that was that L.A. would play Winnipeg and Colorado would play Edmonton instead of vice versa.
So, I don't like staying in divisions. I wish it would go 1-8. But I grew up when it was 1-16 and we seeded because, like, when I grew up as an Islander fan, their first Stanley Cup was against the Flyers. Right.
There you go.
I dug that.
That lasted for the first 2 years of my career, so that tells you how old both of us are if the fans didn't already know.
My gosh. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have made feel so
old. We lost to the Montreal Canadiens. We, being the Hartford Whalers, lost that year to Montreal and didn't make the playoffs the next year. So of that format that you're talking about, the 1-16, I agree with you. I don't think it'll ever happen.
No.
And you know why? Because travel coordinators will kick and scream. The Brian Tatums of the world, our great team services man of the past, would have said, okay, I got to make reservations in 9 different cities here for my team if we advance. So maybe that's one of the reasons. I don't know.
I
agree with you. I wish it was not, because it doesn't seem right to me to put a team that was not in your division. It's not a total division playoff like we knew in the old Adams division in Hartford. I mean, you had the first two rounds in your division. But now if you're going to bring an Atlantic division team into the Metro, depending on who wins, that doesn't seem right to me. So I totally agree with you on that format.
All right, Chuck Caton, I appreciate your time. I will call you again. You are the best. Chuck Caton, Hall of Fame voice of the Whalers and the Hurricanes for 39 years. We will talk again throughout the playoffs. Hope it's a long run for all of us.
All right. I agree with that, and thank you very much, Adam. It's always great to be with you, and have a great weekend.
You too. Chuck Caton.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new GoCary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the GoCary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the GoCary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. GoCary, where getting there is just a tap away.